Weekend Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
It's Weekend Breakfast. We go now to our health feature, and we're looking at something called fibroids. And I'm sure many of you have heard about fibroids, and I'm sure many of you have experienced this condition. And women in particular obviously know a lot more about the situation, and it's very common. And there is an initiative called the White Dress Project, which is trying to educate people and advocate for research and so on. But I've got somebody here in studio with me, Gianguza, who is from the White Project. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning.
So what is the White Project trying to achieve with this particular initiative?
Okay. Basically, what's happening here is I actually suffered from fibroids myself. Mm. From the age of 29, I had fibroids, and I had to have a myomectomy when I was 30 years old. I was infertile for quite a while, and the fibroids actually came back again this year. And through the process, I found that there is no actual support amongst women. The doctors are there. They can only heal you. They can only give you medication. But the process is not easy. Having those operations and going through the emotional pain. And I took it upon myself just to research on the internet in South Africa to find out how many women are actually speaking about it, to check if I can get any support. And I found that there is actually nothing in South Africa. And I found a foundation in America called the White Dress Project.
Yes.
Basically, what they do is they are supporting, it's a support program, and they are supporting women. And they have started, it was actually started by Tanika Gray. And she actually suffered herself, and she's actually also infertile. So the White Project is there to support and promote the awareness of fibroid epidemic amongst women domestically and globally. They've actually also gone out to speak to close to 3,000 women. And this is actually what I want to do for South Africa. They actually put me as an ambassador for South Africa. And we want to launch the White Dress Project in South Africa.
So we have got an expert on the line, Dr. Lawson, who is actually a specialist in interventional radiologist, Netcare, to speak about this condition, to speak about fibroids. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Lawson.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me with you.
So let's speak about the condition itself, fibroids. Common it is among women, and why is it so?
Absolutely. It's an interesting condition because it's, for starters, it's non-cancerous. So, you know, you can put that fear aside and go, well, I'm not going to die from my fibroid. But what it does do is it creates an incredible health burden to our female population. It makes the ladies decidedly uncomfortable, and it presents with any number of symptoms. So to take one step back, what is a fibroid? It is a benign or a non-cancerous growth of the muscle of the womb. So obviously something is exclusively to ladies. These fibroids are extremely common. Almost 3 out of every 4 women, particularly in the sub-Saharan continent, can suffer from fibroids. Now, not every fibroid is going to cause discomfort or pain or symptoms, but a lot of them do. So it's really an epidemic. So what are these symptoms? These symptoms are often related to heavy menstrual periods, and I mean extremely heavy periods, not just, gosh, you know, that was a lot, enough to cause a lady to lose enough blood that she requires a blood transfusion, or enough bleeding that results in iron loss and require permanent iron supplementation. That's one of the most common presentations. There's also a lot of pain, but often associated with the menstrual cycle, often a sensation of bloating, pressure symptoms on the bladder, the need to go to the loo often. And then sometimes these fibroids get so big that members of the community will turn around to the affected individual and say, when is your pregnancy due? So these fibroids can be really, really, really big. Now, unfortunately, no one seems to know what causes them. There must be a genetic predisposition. because my practice is really centered around the sub-Saharan continent. So I work in multiple African countries and see an incredible disease spread. So we really don't know what causes them. We know that they are aggressive. People operate on them, and they have a procedure called a myomectomy. That's the surgical removal of the fibroids. Mm-hmm. And the poor ladies often, within a year or two, or maybe even 3 years, the fibroids come back. And then they're faced with a repeat surgery, which is thoroughly unpleasant for a lot of women.
So
they're left with very few options.
We'll take calls on that one on 011-883-0702. Our WhatsApp number is 072-702-1702. And the question to you, Doc, is, you know, I've heard other practitioners, gynecologists and so on, who say, well, let them be. You don't necessarily have to remove them. Why is that?
Okay, so let's look at the two groups of patients who have fibroids. There's one group who... someone does a thing called an ultrasound scan on the lady. An ultrasound scan is a non-invasive thing. It's a thing that you have when you're pregnant. A probe gets put in your belly, and you go, look, there's a baby. So it's a non-invasive, it's a harmless procedure. Now, when a lady has that ultrasound scan, which you can have at a gynae visit or at a GP, someone goes, oh, there's a fibroid. You have to have it operated on. Then we go, well, what problem does that fibroid give the lady? And that's vital. If the lady says, I've got no problems, I don't have any heavy periods, I don't have pain, in our practice, and certainly this is good practice, you leave the fibroid alone. Now, those are the fibroids we do not touch,
but
shouldn't be touched.
But why is it? Because this is something, obviously, that it's a body, it's a thing that it doesn't belong there. So why leave it?
You're absolutely right. I'll tell you why. Very simple. If you look at the intervention or the management option that you have for fibroids, so surgery, myomectomy, or what I do, embolization, that comes with risk.
Okay.
So if you're going to do something to a patient and the risk of hurting them outweighs the benefit of what you're doing to them, wouldn't it be crazy to proceed? You know, if someone has a fibroid and they are asymptomatic and you subject them to surgery, and you result in a surgical complication, you know, which is potentially life-threatening, you don't have a leg to stand on. You haven't done your patient any justice because they weren't having a problem really before. But now you take a lady who's got fibroids, she's got a lot of pain, she's bleeding very heavily, she can't fall pregnant, and you say to her, now I'm going to treat you. Now the risk of treatment suddenly outweighs the benefit that she's going to have. She's going to be better after surgery. She's going to feel better. She's going to start hopefully regaining her fertility. And she's going to be very grateful to you. So this is when we treat fibroids, so we can make a difference to a patient's life.
Okay. We'll take those calls on 011-883-0702. We've got Zitande on the line from Soweto. Hi, Zitande.
Morning. How are you, Primus?
I'm well. Thanks for calling, Zitande.
I'm good. I recently found out I have fibroids, and they have made me very uncomfortable. I used to be a runner with a nice flat stomach. Mind you, I look pretty much pregnant. So my biggest issue is that I don't have medical aid.
Okay.
I'm not sure where to start because everywhere I go, it's like only the private doctors that will actually take this into consideration.
Okay, Gia, I mean, the support obviously is needed around, and Gia is once again from the White Dress Project Foundation, and you guys are trying to assist people like Zitande who are saying, where do we turn now? What do you suggest she does now?
I know that's basically why I'm doing this awareness campaign, because I was one of the fortunate people because I've got a private medical aid and the procedure is quite expensive, you know. And I found that in the public sector, women actually suffer a lot. But what I would suggest to her is that I've heard that Bara does have the uterine fibroid machines okay. that they utilize. So I think for her, since she is in Soweto yeah. she can actually go to Barra, because I've heard as well when I was doing research that there are women as well that came from Namibia, mm-hmm. from the neighboring countries as well. So our government is doing something, but we also want the private corporate people to also support in this, because mm-hmm. There is only so much the public can do about it. And as Dr. Lawson said, it's about 3 to 4 people who have it, especially African women, you know. Mm. So you can imagine if you look at the ratio in Soweto, how many women have this. Mm. And I understand her pain, because I also had the same thing. I was a runner. I had to stop, because when you run, it's painful, mm-hmm. you know. Mm. So
it's very painful.
Yes. So I would suggest that she finds a gynae and go to Barra and see what they can do. And from there, she is more than welcome to come and attend our campaign and awareness, and probably there will be doctors that are willing to support or on pro bono basis.
Yeah, Sitanda, maybe so try and get to Barra. Let a gynae refer you to Barra Gwanath Hospital, and let's see if you can get assistance. But I think my suggestion is also to get in touch with the White Dress Project. I think they'll be able to guide you better. Mm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Dr. Lawson, you know, the issue here also with fibroids is that they can come back, their reoccurrence thereof. Traumatic, I'm sure.
Look, that's a real thing. Recurrence is a really big problem. And as I've mentioned, when you're facing repeat surgery, it's decidedly tricky, because, you know, there's a lot of scarring that takes place within the tummy after surgery. And now to have a second procedure, one, it's psychologically traumatic, because you go to hospital, you get cut open again. And two, for the surgeon, it's often quite tricky, because he's got to deal with the scarring that's taken place through no fault of anyone's own, but it's the nature of the disease. Now, maybe I can discuss a procedure called embolization for a second, because mm-hmm. it's rather pertinent to this conversation. So it's something that I'm specialized in, called embolization. And what that means in plain English is the blockage of the blood supply to the fibroids okay. without operating.
Okay, I see.
Now, this is it's a very interesting concept, because we do not have to operate on a patient at all. So there's no cutting involved.
Okay.
There's no anesthesia involved.
Okay.
So the patient's actually wide awake during the procedure. Again, another thing where you're limiting a complication. If you give someone an anesthetic, there's a complication risk associated.
So, Dr. Lawson, the cutting off of the blood supply to the actual fibroid, yes. does it automatically shrink it and its life, you know, its livelihood, so to speak?
That's right. So the fibroid is like any other organ in the body. It has a blood supply.
Mm.
If you remove that blood supply of any organ in the body, it will die and start shrinking.
Okay. All right. Now that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. We've got a caller here.
I think it's Can I quickly wrap it up?
Yes.
Because the lady on the line made a very interesting point. She said she was a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you operate on a runner, mm-hmm. she's got a long recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got 6 or 8 weeks to go before she's back on her legs.
Yes.
After embolization, it's 2 weeks.
Wow, that is incredible.
And no cuts. So it's really amazing. Now, and we'll talk about where the services are available, both in the public and the private sector, in a minute. But let's take your caller.
Okay, we don't have much time, but the caller's question is very simple. He's asking or alluding to the fact that microwaves, radiation could be the cause of this. Any scientific evidence with regards to that?
Absolutely none.
Absolutely none. Well, that's a simple, very, very simple answer. Absolutely none. Listen, Kia, thank you very much for coming through. How can people get in touch with the White Dress Project?
Okay, they can basically get hold of me on my email on Kia, K-E-A mm-hmm. dot Nguza, N-G-U-Z-A mm-hmm. at gmail.com, mm-hmm. Kia.Nguza@gmail.com, or you can give me a call or a WhatsApp on 072-595-4309.
Fantastic. Yes. That is Gia Nguza, who is from the White Dress Project. And we're talking about fibroids. If you're somebody suffering with that, please get in touch with them.